Yeah, we have to get to another meeting immediately, if not sooner. I'm joined tonight by Senator Wilkins, Senator Lehman, and Senator Green, and we have on the agenda tonight Senate CS for House Bill 2234 and HB 164. And the first bill has to do with education and cessation funding to stop smoking programs, et cetera, and then funding for various projects through the Tobacco Securitization Corporation. We do have a CS before you, Senator Lehman.
The chairman will move the adoption of the new substitute. This has Cook 5201. It's the R version as our working document.
Okay, and for explanation, that version contains language that in section 2 that allows the legislature to appropriate money to the Tobacco Use Education and Cessation Fund. And if you move toward the listing of projects, the House Fund, the House Bill funds 2 school construction projects and 14 major maintenance projects. RCS funds 2 school construction projects and 27 major maintenance projects. And the House bill funds the UAS Egan Classroom Building, the Ketchikan Tech Remodel, the University Center for $13 million, and the Fairbanks Museum Expansion. The Senate CS funds the UAS Egan Classroom Building, the Ketchikan Tech Remodel, the Matsu Ortner Building, and the Fairbanks Museum Expansion. The savings from going to the University Center to the Matsu Ortner Building is about $12.5 million. That is the money that has gone in to increase the major maintenance projects. And the bills are identical in the listing of ports and harbors. That is the essence of the CS. Senator Wilkin, is there an objection to the...
I'm leaning. That's looking there.
Okay.
I just note that in your comments you said it was money that going from the University Center to these other projects. That really isn't the bill that came from the House. The House bill was amended on the floor to clarify that that was University of Alaska Anchorage for purchase and remodel of facilities, and it was not identified as University Center. So I just wanted to clarify that on the record.
There was no language in there in any of that.
There was language identifying it with the University of Alaska Anchorage campus.
Yeah. Very good. Senator Wilkins.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to clarify on page 4. Those schools on here that are fortunate enough to be organized and therefore have to pay their 30% as opposed to the others,
mm-hmm.
Has the number, let's just go down, let me find the first one. First major project, Ketchikan Shone Bar renovation, $4.891 million. Is that the total amount, or is that the 70% amount that the state would reimburse? And the reason I ask is I look at the version. I think that past House Finance version B.A. it has a lower number. So I wonder if which number is the correct number.
I'll have to find someone to. Is there anyone from the department or any of the agencies here that have the answer to that question? Jerry, do you happen to know? Come ahead and give your name, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
For the record, Jerry Burnett, I'm staff to Senator Lighty Green. The numbers in here should be the same numbers as in the Senate Bill 94 as passed out of the House Committee.
That's a finance question. We'll tackle it when we get to finance.
Thank you. Are there any other? Is there anyone here from representing House Finance Committee or from the House Committee that wants to testify on this bill and present this bill? Are you here for that, Dale? Okay. Is there anyone here who wishes to testify on behalf of this bill? Senator Lehman, you had a question about an entry you had in mind.
Let me just inquire first. Is the total of the bill as it is now more or less than what we started with? Or is it the same?
It's the same. Mm-hmm. We just came down the list.
To accomplish my budget, I would need to do a delete and an add then, rather than just do an increase.
I'm sure we could take it from the museum. Oh, just kidding, just kidding. Thank you.
Well, it will,
Why don't we take it from the tobacco money?
Oh, we could do that.
Good plan.
Well, I'll just say what I was going to suggest.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I am aware of need for renovations at the University of Alaska Anchorage campus for a medical laboratory, and they've identified the need and want to do that renovation with the existing space, and that is, they have identified that $600,000 would be a big start to be able to do that, and that's consistent with their the work they're doing there at advancing the nursing program as well as WAMI in that training of doctors. And so I would suggest that if we could insert $600,000 for medical laboratory renovation on the Anchorage campus and find some way to do it under the existing total, I would so move that amendment.
Okay. The only thing I would have, just one question, is that on the university's list of projects currently?
I don't know.
Yeah. I will say that the project we have added is the next item on their list, and I do want to, we are being consistent.
Well, why don't I just suggest that and we can send that up to the Finance Committee, since there are four of us who are up there, and we can probably remember that.
Okay. Are there other questions about this bill?
Just a fund, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Just a funding source. This is tobacco money, isn't it?
I believe you're correct,
and so
Sir George.
The purpose of the tobacco settlement and the tobacco tax, we're going to be spending it on a museum and expansion and a harbor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a lot of efforts here to stop our youth from smoking. Maybe I'm missing the point here. Is there a vote of the people in this bill? Or is anybody? I don't see one.
I don't believe so.
I don't believe so either.
One of the things I would like to say, and sometime we have to kind of come back in our conversation about both the lawsuit and the tax, that there is a fund created that goes into the general fund and then continues to go out through the process, through the appropriations process and in state government, and how we choose to use that is a decision that each legislature will decide annually, and that I think gives everyone the opportunity to advocate along the way. Is there further testimony on House Bill 234? Questions from the committee? Senator Lehman?
Madam Chairman, not questions so much as I just say that I'm not really excited. I wasn't excited before about this method for funding school projects, and I'm probably even a little bit less excited about it now that 40% of that cash flow is consumed. I like the projects. Many of these are projects I'm aware of. They're good projects, and I believe that at some time many of them need to be funded, perhaps even at these levels. But and I'm not going to object to reporting this bill from this committee.
Yeah, I do think it's important that this be part of the package that is under consideration for the final closeout and bringing this year's session to a close. And I think by moving this on to Senate Finance, we have the ability to continue to work on it and make contributions and comments there. And Senator Lehman.
Move to report Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 234, Hess, from Committee with Individual Recommendations. And it has an accompanying fiscal note for such a, for such a big bill. It just has a little fiscal note.
It's just amazing how these things happen.
Amazing.
Is there objection to moving out our version of HB 234? House Bill 234, from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes. The next bill on our agenda is House Bill 164. Representative Dyson, we'll take it at ease. All of you here with your version of House Bill 164, an act prescribing the rights of grandparents related to child in need of aid hearings. If you would, go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'm sure you've heard that this before. This is really a simple bill. A couple years ago, after having fought through the big revision in our child protection laws, I got a little bill through that allowed foster parents to be in on the permanency hearings and termination of parental. And this year I've come back and done the same with grandparents. And all it does is make it so that grandparents get notified if there's a permanency hearing or a termination of parental rights hearing, and that they have a chance to speak in court. It does not make them a party to the case, but just gives them a chance to hear. And as probably most of you understand, when lots of children have troubled homes, the grandparents are the most stable thing around. Mm-hmm. And the department likes it. The court system has no problem with it. And I would encourage, I'd be glad to answer any questions you all have.
Questions for the sponsor?
Not questions, ma'am.
Yes, Senator.
Thank you. I'd make a motion to move committee substitute for House Bill Number 164, Judiciary, out of committee's individual recommendation, along with the company zero note.
Well, before we gavel down on that, is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify against this bill?
I asked her. She said nobody.
Oh, okay. Yes. Very good. All right. Thank you very much.
I've never done
this. Okay. If we could get signatures, gentlemen. With that, House Bill 164, I'm assuming there's no opposition. House Bill 164, Grandparents' Right Regarding CNA, moved out of committee with individual recommendations. Let's go. Thank you, gentlemen.